Piggy old chap, duck old bean, cow old stick, kinky old chestnut, over here, over here. This is not how the song goes, I thinks. That is not Mr. Sandal's voice. I peeks through my trotters and sees the most amazing thing. It's old Celia, the submarine, and standing on top of her is the captain. He is frantically waving at us. Come on, chaps and chapesses, he shouts. No time to lose. As we gets to our feet, I hears the big net swoosh over the top of us. It skims across Cow's back, but doesn't catch her. We staggers through the blowing sand and into the sea. Kiki gets to old Celia first, and he helps Cow scramble up the little ladder on the side. The captain opens a big metal door on the top, and they both disappears inside. I hears the bubble tractor coming back again as I splashes into the water and, just like Cow, scrambles up onto old Celia. I looks back for Duck. He's in the water, paddling as fast as he can. I sees the net lower behind him. Whoosh! It scoops him up. Ivanner screeches some strange farmer words, what sounds like har har nouveau duvet. Duck tries to struggle free, but his foot gets caught. He dangles upside down in the air, his wings flapping madly. He starts screaming. I has never heard Duck scream before. It's horrible. Duck, I cries. Duck, no! The net swings over the submarine, just above my head. I has only one option. I leaps up and grabs hold of one of Duck's wings. I is not going to let Ivana take my best friend. The bubble tractor sweeps up into the air. I holds onto Duck's wing, hoping that my weight will pull his foot free. But it's too tangled. My trotter starts to slip. I grips harder, trying to hold on. But I can't. I can't hold on any longer. Suddenly, I is falling through the air. Duck's frightened face getting further and further away. With a very painful crash, I lands bottom first on the top of a small button what is sticking out of the top of old Celia. I crushes it flat. Old Celia makes a terrible groaning noise, like something bad has happened. No, no, I thinks, I can't be losing my best friend. But then, the most bonkers thing in the whole wide world happens. With a loud groan, two metal doors opens up, and out of old Celia flies this long, thin rocket.